नमस्ते. समटाइम वी हैव सीन दैट द कैंसर ट्रीटमेंट नॉट इफेक्टिवली वर्क और डू नॉट वर्क इन अ वे इट शुड हैव बीन वर्किंग. देर आर मैनी रीजन्स फॉर दिस एंड वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट रीजन इज द केयर गैप्स. आई एम डॉक्टर श्याम श्रीवास्तव. आई एम ए रेडिएशन ऑन्कोलॉजिस्ट प्रैक्टिसिंग एट द एस सी जी आई सी एस खूबचंदानी हॉस्पिटल कोलाबा मुंबई. यू आर लिसनिंग टू द ऑल न्यू वर्ल्ड कैंसर डे स्पेशल एपिसोड ऑफ नो इट टू बीट इट बाय एससीजी, अ स्पेशलिस्ट इन द कैंसर केयर. एज मैनी ऑफ अस आर अवेयर दैट द वर्ल्ड कैंसर डे इज ऑब्जर्व्ड एवरी ईयर ऑन 4th of February एंड दिस इज फॉर the raising the awareness and encourage the prevention and the treatment of cancer by the UICC, that is Union for International Cancer Control. This World Cancer Day, UICC, is focusing on the care gaps that stops cancer patients from receiving the care that they need. For the next 3 years, our cancer care provider community will be leaving no stone unturned to prevent, identify, and close these care gaps. Now, you will ask, what is a care gap? What has it to do in the cancer care or cancer treatment? And I am sure many of you will have some other questions also. This episode will be all about understanding what are care gaps, how important they are in the cancer care, how they can be addressed, and also the role of the patient who are playing in managing them. Let's start with understanding what care gaps are. The care gap simply refers to the discrepancy between the care that is provided to the patient and the recommended best practice in healthcare. In a very simple word, if you want to know that if there is a care gap, that means the person is not receiving the recommended care. Let me give you a very simple example. We had a patient called Asha who has a family history of the breast cancer. This is a risk factor for her, and therefore she was asked to undergo regular self-breast examination and mammogram screening at a regular interval. She very diligently followed the medical advice for about a year, but somehow she suddenly stopped undergoing test, thinking that the screening is not necessary now because she has followed the doctor's advice for 1 year. But unfortunately, after 2 years, she gets a diagnosis of the breast cancer at the stage 3, which is fairly advanced. She required a comprehensive treatment plan to become disease-free again. Her treatment plan involved in removal of both the breasts, and she had an increased risk of the relapse also after this. Now, had she continued with her screening as recommended by the doctor, it would have been possible to catch her breast cancer in very early stage, where the treatment could have been very best. This is a classical example of the care gap that we oncologists come across practically every day. Many of them skip the screening tests, that care gaps that was unknowingly she was created by the patient, which will now have to impact on the clinical outcome that will turn out to be. You may ask, what are the different care gaps that can stop patients and the doctors from achieving the desirable clinical outcome? You must know that the care gaps can manifest in numerous forms, such as the patient who is at risk fails to undergo suggested screening test or receive preventive care. The patient fails to disclose his or her diagnosis to the doctor who is treating him or her for the different medical conditions. The patient can't schedule the appointment in a timely fashion with the healthcare provider and leaves to the another provider. The patient doesn't follow recommended prescription guidelines for a chronic condition. A patient does not adhere to the medical advice given by a doctor. Or a child is not scheduled for a regular well checkup visits or vaccinations. A patient is unable to access the care that they need in their area of the network. So these are some of the examples. And if you pay a little more attention, you will find that the good number of care gaps, like skipping regular screening, the ignoring the diagnosis, not keeping up with the prescription which has been prescribed, skipping the vaccination, are some of the examples, and these are the factors under the control of a patient. By doing these, patient also contribute in creation of the care gaps unintentionally. So the awareness is extremely important in these situations when we talk. Let's now move to the consequences. If there is a care gap, what happens? And obviously, when you look at the consequences, having the care gap or not closing them can be detrimental to the health. These care gaps can have a negative impact on the treatment result, poor treatment outcome, translate into a hampered quality of life. So quality of life can be reduced and the survival can also be reduced. So therefore, ignoring the care gaps can also become a reason for increased treatment cost, adding to the unnecessary financial burden. So if the treatment is advanced, obviously more amount has to be paid for the treatment. These are some of the main consequences, having a care gaps and not trying to address them adequately. One may question that if it is only the responsibility of a patient to close the care gaps? No. The answer can be yes and no both. The doctor and the patient have to work as a team to identify these care gaps effectively to address them. So both have to work adequately. Anyone can create a care gap. Therefore, it is important for each of us to learn what are the care gaps and follow them effectively and do the effective measures that can close the care gaps. Whether you are a patient or not, or following the measures can help in the preventing the effectively manage the care gaps. So therefore, it is important. If you are asked to take a cancer screen test, do it regularly, don't skip them. Always adhere to the medical advice given by a doctor. Always follow your prescription guidelines. Never skip recommended vaccination or a scheduled doctor visit. Always follow the treatment plan given by a doctor without altering or skipping the recommended treatment. If you are based in an area where the quick access is not available for a medical care, explore the alternative option such as virtual consultation, which will help you receive the continuation of the care. So, dear friends, this World Cancer Day, we aim to close the care gap of every form. Care gaps that stops our patients from receiving the care they need and they deserve and achieving a clinical outcome they desire. This World Cancer Day, I urge all of you to join hands with us to work as a community to close the care gaps. So, what about the care gaps and how patients could be playing a role in the creating them, identifying them, and even closing them is the most important thing. Dear friends, in the coming episodes, we will be talking more about various other aspects of the care gaps, the different strategy, how we as a community can work together closing the care gaps. Friends, you are listening to the Know It to Beat It by HCG, the specialist in the cancer care. And this is Dr. Shyam Srivastava signing off. Thank you very much. Namaste.